You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, coming back in for the final stretch with Neutral Corner. This is where we're returning to the sort of ongoing situation in northern Syria. Just for a quick catch up, so you've had this rebel group in northern Syria, SDF, Syrian Democratic Forces, which is sort of generally hated by everyone. They sort of fight against the Syrian government, against other Syrian rebels who are allied with Turkey. They had a bit of a friendship with America. Now that's been cut by Trump, who's pulled out. And so the big question now is what happens to northern Syria? So as soon as the Americans left, all the Turkish forces came in to occupy the area, and that, of course, unsettled the Syrian government and its allies, Russia and Iran, especially Russia, who has a big presence in the area, especially since the Syrian war kicked off. So the big question now is sort of who's going to win in between Russia and Turkey. And it's an interesting sort of almost a legacy of the Cold War sort of thing, because Turkey is still a member of NATO, which is sort of America's Cold War era defensive alliance, whereas Russia, of course, is not. And it's been claiming that NATO is trying to sort of encircle them right now. But it seems, if anything, that Turkey and Russia are trying to come to some sort of agreement. And they've had quite a friendly sort of relationship, especially it seems quite personal, between Putin and Erdogan, who's in charge of Turkey, because they're both sort of authoritarian quasi-dictators. So I think they sort of get on, and they're sort of quite socially conservative. And I think they're trying not to let geopolitics trip them up. So they've had this big meeting where they've decided that there's going to be a buffer zone, that Russia and Turkey will do these joint patrols to make sure that fighting doesn't kick off between sort of any of the various groups present in the region. So to analyze this, first up, we have a clip from TRT, which is the Turkish state broadcaster, which covered the meeting in Sochi.
Mr. President.
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you for seeing me.
After last Thursday's agreement between Washington and Ankara, Turkish guns are silent for now.
We agreed on a complete YPG evacuation within 120 hours. We agreed to create the safe zone with the US. The region will be 444 kilometers long.
And the area will go about 32 kilometers deep into Syria from the Turkish border, even though the deal requires the YPG terror group to vacate large swathes along the border, there are more challenges.
In some parts of our operation region, there are regime forces under the protection of Russia. We will discuss this issue with the Russian president in Sochi on Tuesday and try and find a solution.
And Moscow has some reservations about Turkey's military operation.
President Putin, in his recent phone conversation, has expressed concern of possible humanitarian consequences of this operation. Our position remains the same. However, the situation in the northeast of Syria remains uneasy because of this operation. Of course, it will be a very important topic at the talks on Tuesday between President Putin and President Erdogan.
But Ankara says it disagrees with Moscow's assessment.
Turkish officials say their military operation has been planned with the humanitarian consequences taking center stage. They say Ankara's previous operations show just how careful the Turkish military has been in targeting only the combatants. A stark contrast, they say, to what the Russians and Americans have been doing in Syria's Idlib, Raqqa, and many other areas.
Turkish officials say, in addition to Operation Peace Spring, the two leaders will also discuss Idlib province and the city of Manbij. They're also expected to talk about the formation of a constitutional committee that would pave the way for elections in Syria. Ankara says, despite many diverging interests, Turkey and Russia have managed to achieve some shared goals. They now hope this meeting will build upon the successes. Hassan Abdullah, TRT World, Sochi, Russia.
And yes, that was a report by Turkish state broadcaster TRT. So to contrast that, I will play a clip from RT, sort of a confusing name, but that is Russia Today, which is the Russian equivalent of TRT. And you can hear from the first clip that they're fairly conciliatory with Russia, but it's very much about positioning sort of who is the you know, the big dog, for want of a better term, between Putin and Erdogan. You know, who's the one that's more dynamic and who's calling the shots. And so obviously TRT would position it that Erdogan's the more, you know, influential one. He's the one that sort of, that Putin is having to sort of suck up to or whatever. whereas RT positions it the other way, which is sort of easier for them, probably because Russia's a bigger country, and of course because Erdogan had to go to Sochi in Russia to sort of just to meet with Putin, but it's obviously got those overtones of going to pay fealty or whatever. So to illustrate that, this is a clip from Russian state broadcaster RT.
Everyone who is somehow involved in this ultra-complicated game of chess near the Turkish-Syrian border will be waiting for news to come out of Vladimir Putin's summer residence on Tuesday. By the way, to be fair, it's even more complicated than chess because there are just way too many players. Now, just think of everything that was happening before Tayyip Erdogan's trip to Sochi. Earlier this month, Turkey once again went to war against the Kurds in northern Syria, who, by the way, for years were fighting ISIL terrorists together with U.S. troops. But now, all of a sudden, the American President Donald Trump told his soldiers to get out of there, leaving the Kurdish forces one-on-one with a mighty NATO member and their guns. Now, here's one of the latest statements made by Donald Trump on the crisis.
We're working with the Kurds. We have a good relationship with the Kurds. But we never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
But the Kurds weren't alone for a very long time. They struck an alliance with the Damascus government of Bashar Assad, backed by Russia. By the way, Moscow has been very careful with everything it's saying and doing about what Turkey's up to, unlike American officials. For example, in one of his latest remarks, the most senior U.S. diplomat, Mike Pompeo, said that Washington is ready to take military action if the situation in Syria requires that. Now, the question is whether they're really ready to somehow go against a NATO member like Ankara. Now, having said that, we have to bear in mind that it was the American Vice President Mike Pence who convinced Tayyip Erdogan to announce a 120-hour ceasefire with the Kurds. Now, guess when that ceasefire expires? On Tuesday, right when Russia's President Vladimir Putin gets together with Turkey's Tayyip Erdogan. So, a worrisome but very fascinating times.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.